Rabotai, just a review of some halachot that we learned in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Dalid. This Shulchan Aruch is talking about washing one's hands for one of two reasons. Either because of a ruach ra'ah, a spirit that possesses the hands, because a person engages in certain activities, or he must wash his hands because of hygiene, just to keep his hands clean. The practical difference will be that if it's a ruach ra'ah issue, then the Ben Ish Chai and the halakha would require you to wash the hands three times, alternating, like we do for Nitilat Yadayim when we wake up in the morning. It seems that's the way you get rid of ruach ra'ah. You do three times alternating. And preferably, whenever you do ruach ra'ah issues, preferably it should be done with a keli, with a vessel, like we do for Nitilat Yadayim in the morning. If it's a hygiene issue and a cleanliness issue, so then you don't necessarily need to do three times. Even just one time under the faucet would be okay. So let's see now how the Ben Ish Chai categorizes the different items. It's in Ben Ish Chai, you can read it. It's in Parashat Toledot, and it is in Halakha Tet Zayin and Yud Zayin. Let's go and read it. Elu devarim shesirichim netila shalosh parim besidugin mishim ruach ra'ah. Following items in alternating three times because of the bad spirit. Number one, hakam min hamita min hashena. Guy gets up from the bed in the morning, like we learned the halachot. Yotze mibet hakiseh. Person comes out of the bathroom. Af al pi shelo asa sedakav. Even though he didn't actually do anything in there, but he went in. The bathroom has a makom tum'ah. Therefore, the Ben Ish Chai we saw yesterday, as well as Chacham Baruch Alav Shalom, recommended that it's better always to wash outside the bathroom, because in the bathroom itself is tum'ah, especially if there's a sink. Today, Baruch Hashem, they usually put the sinks outside, and would be better if a person would use a keli and would wash three times. That's the way Chacham Baruch came out as well. Then the Chacham writes over here, v'chena meshamesh mitato. The person has marital relation, both the husband and the wife must make the tilat yadayim following, again, three times. That's ruach tum'ah issue. Cemetery, obviously, that's a ruach tum'ah issue. The person leaves the cemetery, custom also is leaving a levaya, balatashmi, that one makes netilat yadayim. The Ben Ish Chai reminds us of the minhag, that leaving a cemetery or a funeral, they don't dry the hands. It's only a minhag. The reason why they don't dry the hands is to keep the hands wet for a longer time so the person will not forget where he just came from. So we'll not forget the mit. Since it's only a minhag, of course, in the freezing weather that we're having, a person would go to the cemetery and leave his hands dry. He's going to catch cold. The Ben Ish Chai says there is no problem whatsoever in that case to dry the hands. Once again, that is the minhag. The Ben Ish Chai then says, "De'elu devarim shesrichim netilah mepnei nidnud ruach ra'ah." The Ben Ish Chai has a category that's called ruach ra'ah bin nidnud, which means mild ruach ra'ah. Well, that's a category we really didn't discuss in our introduction, but mild ruach ra'ah only requires one time under the faucet. Does not require three times. De'daylem bepam achat. Ve'en sarich shalosh pa'amim besirugin. Ve'eluhen. Hayotze mebet ha'merchatz. Person comes out of the bathhouse. We like the mikveh. Hanoteh, or a shower for that matter. Person comes out of the shower. Well, really that would depend on where a shower is. If a shower is in the bathroom, so then you're back to the bathroom. But if a person has a separate area, for example, where it's just a shower that does not have a toilet in that same room, then it would be dyed to come out and just wash one time. Vanotel sipornav. Interesting. The Ben Ish Chai holds from the law, cutting one's nails only really needs one washing. Does not need three. Vafidl rotan kulam. However, he then says that when it comes to cutting nails, if you're cutting them where they're past the flesh, then they're ready, there's tum'ah on that part of the nail that protrudes past the flesh. He says in that case over there, which is most of the people when they're cutting their nails, because they're long. And therefore, you would need to tilat yadayim three times, and that we know is the custom. והמחמיר גם במרחץ ליטול שלוש פעמים תבוא עליו ברכה. Then he says, coming out of the mikveh or the bathhouse, if a person does three times also, so it's good. So basically, although he introduced a mild ruach ra'ah, he really took it back and said, anytime there's a mild ruach ra'ah, it's always better just to treat it as a regular ruach ra'ah and wash your hands three times. Now we discuss items that are for cleanliness. Ve'elu devarim she'en sirichim netila ki'im rechitza kol dehu. You just need the chitza kol dehu, put your hands under the faucet and wash your hands. Da'ainu, she'yitol yadav pa'am achat mishum nekiyut. Ve'lo'en, taking off one shoes. Again, where his hands touch the shoes. Ve'u'adinim yogeh be'em achat she'lav sham, or achat she'alat otam. Or for them, out of touching shoes even from the closet. Right? Let's say they're loafers. So he doesn't, let's say, touch them when he puts them on, but he bent down to take them out of the closet, thinking, you know, he touched shoes. Therefore, we'd have to wash his hands. If he only touched the shoelaces without touching the actual top of the shoe or the sole, nothing is necessary. Furthermore, new pair of shoes. Person goes to the shoe store. If they got a new pair of shoes that nobody wore yet, there's no problem. Let lanbab en tzarich l'chitza klal. Some other items, touching parts of the body that are normally covered. That needs washing for hygiene. So for example, a person scratches his back underneath his shirt, scratches his stomach underneath his shirt, these parts are covered. Ben Ish Chaim makes an interesting observation. There'll be a difference between the hand that you put on your tefillin. If you're writing, you put your hand on your left hand, so normally from the elbow up, that part of the tefillin is uncovered, because that's where you put your tefillin shayat. So if you scratch your left hand, you would not have to make the tilat yadayim. However, if you scratch your right hand, which normally is never uncovered, that's a place that's normally covered. So therefore, you would have to make, tilat says up from the elbow down is normally uncovered, but from the elbow up is considered covered. And then ladies would come out, but it would have to be on both hands. Of course, those are the ladies that do not wear tefillin. In any event, the Ben Ish Chai continues, and he says that hu adin, if a person is taking a haircut, like we learned, a haircut also, the Ben Ish Chai does not include that in the tum'ah area, he includes it in the lechitzah area. And therefore, the din would be that one would wash his hands once, although it seems the custom is that when we come out of the haircut also, we do three times, but nonetheless, the Ben Ish Chai looks at it as an inyan of nikiyut. No beracha on any of these, only on the Nitat Yadayim of Shahri.